T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
But right now, we have on the 1010 Winds live line, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Tell us about your staffing. Are you able to get enough cops on the street?
We are. We thank you for the opportunity. We just finished a pretty lengthy conference call, just reviewing up to the minute where we are. We are definitely taking a hit in terms of members reporting sick. It's moving through, and not just the city, certainly through the department as well. But we are in a position where we can move resources around, and we are hour by hour. New Yorkers at this point in time are still in very good shape in terms of the services they'll get from the New York City Police Department, but obviously it's putting a strain on how we conduct business.
It's still regular shifts?
Absolutely. At this point in time, I mean, we are prepared at a moment's notice to change that, but that doesn't come without consequences as well. And throwing out the shifts and lengthening the tours really puts a strain on the men and women at a time when they're certainly have a lot of strain as it is, both at home and at work. So we're holding off on that. We'll make decisions that are appropriate based on the conditions on the ground as need be, but we're in good shape right now.
What are officers to do when they see people who aren't social distancing?
Education. I mean, this job is all about people. It's all about service, and that's something that's constant in a crisis or day-to-day. So what New Yorkers are going to see is you're going to see men and women of the police department continuing to engage, continuing to be out there in parks and other areas. What we're seeing, it's very important for people to know this. What we are seeing is almost 100% compliance. Whether it's at transportation hubs, obviously you may see a train from time to time with too many people, and we'll look to address that too. But most of what you see, whether it's below ground, on streets and sidewalks, or in parks, is almost desertion at this point in time. That's what we're seeing. We'll look to continue to educate people. The very last thing I would want the men and women in the police department becoming the morality police, if you will, where we're having to issue summonses. I think that's a last resort, and quite frankly, I don't think we're going to get to that point. New Yorkers know what's going on. They know we're all in this together. We are going to come out of this. There is no doubt in my mind. And we're going to come out of it stronger, but we'll have to do it together.
You know, I think back to last Friday when the weather was so nice, and it's going to get that way again. I did see people really getting together outside, and you anticipate that's going to happen?
Yeah, I do. I do. Listen, this is like no other city on earth. 8.6 million people, and it's also, as you know, it's a vertical city. So each day is a little more difficult, having to stay inside and separate. We're adjusting to the new normal. But I think it was last Saturday that I noticed. Last Saturday was a beautiful day, and New Yorkers came out. Now, I was in parks myself, and what I saw was people exercising. I saw people riding bikes. I saw skateboarding. I saw walking dogs, jogging. I saw a lot of good. There were some things that we will look to educate people on in terms of gatherings of too many people in confined areas, and we expect compliance on that. I've also reached out, I'll tell you, to some elected officials, some members of the clergy and community groups that we work with all the time, and they plan on joining us in terms of this education effort. So it won't be just the police out there. It'll be our community affairs officers working with other people, leaders in the community, just getting out there and educating when necessary people to help us out.
And what about crime in these tough times?
Somebody made the comment today when we had a probably an hour-long phone conference, which normally would be dominated by crime, and it was probably 5 minutes of crime. You know, it's certainly something that we are absolutely not taking our eye off. And the message to criminals would be, the last thing you should do is partake in crime in New York City at this time, because we will address it. But we're wearing many hats right now. What we're seeing is, starting on about March 12th, we saw a pretty significant drop in crime, which is not surprising to me when you take a look at the streets and how deserted they are and businesses closed. So we're keeping a very close eye on it. We are seeing, for the most part, significant drops in crime. That's being matched by significant drops in arrests. Again, not really surprising in these conditions.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea, thank you, and thank all the members of the NYPD for their service.
Larry, thank you for doing your job as well, and stay safe.
Take care.